Ensuring farmers have needed resources and aid. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. The Tennessee Department of Agriculture sent out a survey this fall to see what farmers were suffering the most from in the midst of the drought and wildfires that devastated the state this year. They received more than 2,500 surveys back, covering a broad range of Tennessee farmland.
It did really paint the picture that we felt like was out there at the time when the survey was back during the high of the drought in the fall, not only drought but wildfire. So water supply and delivery was a major issue. But again, sourcing hay for fall and winter feeding, as well as concerns about reestablishment of pasture and hay land for the next season.
Commissioner of Agriculture Jay Templeton says the results were overwhelming with the survey and really showed the main concerns of farmers. They met with a group of ag leaders recently to ensure the needs were being met.
We met here at Ellington with multiple partners to talk about where we were as far as preparedness in this state, what some programs that were available to produce and what gaps that there may be. And really what we came out of, certainly we still have some water supply issues. Really the feeling was going into next spring and particularly the fall, we've got a lot of pasture needs to be reestablished.
And Commissioner Templeton says hearing from farmers what their immediate needs were in the survey will help as the groups continue to meet over the course of the winter.
I anticipate as we go through the winter months, that we will continue to meet to just to make sure that we're coordinating as well as we can through multiple agencies, making sure producers have the information that they need, access to the resources that they need. And if we determine there are any gaps in service, to do what we can to eliminate those gaps and to help producers mitigate the effects of this drought just as well as we possibly can.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.